Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer, and this is a very important subject. I've written a book on this entitled Accurate New Testament Prayer. If anybody is interested in that, you can give us a call, and we can make that available to you. We've talked about the fact that what prayer is and the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer, and we were talking about the prayer of legal demand in the last broadcast. We saw in John chapter 16, verse 23, where the Bible says, "In that day you shall ask or request of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask or legally demand the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, or up to this time, have you asked or legally demanded nothing in my name. Ask or make your legal demand, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." We pointed out that the Old Testament way of prayer was requesting as a favor. The New Testament way, there is a change and is now making a legal demand of something due you. We see that there are different words for ask in that verse. The first one, erateo, requesting as a favor, and the next three, in legal demand of something's due you. And this is what we do in the New Covenant. We pointed out that this is just like writing a check to release our money in the bank. It used to say, pay to the bearer on legal demand. A check is a legal transaction to release our money for our benefit. Prayer is a spiritual legal transaction to release the promises of God for our benefit. We're making a legal demand on the bank, and we're making a spiritual legal demand on our Father. And again, we're not forcing the bank to give us money, it's already ours. And we're not forcing the Father to release the promises, they are already ours because He already gave them to us. Just as a lawyer in court would bring law to the judge, make a legal demand for the court to uphold the law and give the client the benefit of the law, in the same manner we make a spiritual legal transaction by bringing the spiritual law, the Word of God, to the Father, our spiritual judge, and make legal demand for the heavenly court to uphold the spiritual laws of God and give us the benefits of the promises, and He performs that. So we make a legal demand by praying the Scriptures. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, making a legal demand. We saw that in all the major prayer Scriptures in the New Testament. We pray the prayer of agreement with the legal demand. When we pray all things whatsoever you legally demand when you pray, believing you shall receive. A prayer of faith in Mark 11:24, where it was translated desire. Whatsoever things you desire, legally demand, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Luke 11:9-10, ask or make your legal demand, and it shall be given you. Everyone that asketh or makes his legal demand receiveth. John 14:13, if you shall ask or legally demand anything in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask or legally demand anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask or legally demand what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Philippians 4:6, where the word request is legally demand in the Greek. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your legal demands be made known unto God. When they were asking for wisdom, it was making a legal demand, and they did it in faith without wavering. Remember the fact that whenever you legally demand, you receive of Him because you keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Now, 1 John 5:14-15, that we were talking about at the conclusion of the broadcast, is very important for us to look at again, because you need to have this principle established in you. 1 John 5:14-15, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask, that's legally demand, anything according to His will, how would we do that? It'd be in line with the Word. He heareth us. If God hears you, then the next verse, verse 15, says, and if we know that He hears us, if we know God heard us because we made a legal demand according to His Word, whatsoever we ask or legally demand that was in line with the Word, we know that we have the petitions, and that word is also from the form of aiteo, legal demand, that we have desired or legally demanded of Him. Literally, this verse says this, This is the confidence we have in Him, that if we legally demand anything according to His will, the Word of God, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we've legally demanded, we know that we have the legal demands that we have legally demanded of Him. I'll tell you, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, His ears are open under our prayers, and He's a God who responds. And you should have confidence and know that when you pray, that God is going to respond, and you're going to see that that prayer is going to get an audience with God, and we know that we have those legal demands we've legally demanded of Him. See, when you learn how to pray accurately according to the New Testament, you're going to have great confidence in prayer, and you're going to see results, because you're going to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. You're not going to talk about the problem. You're going to pray the answer. He already knows the problem. He wants you to bring the word, the answer, to release the promises of God to you. Praise God. Now, one thing we need to point out, there are some scriptures where Jesus actually prayed erateo, which is request as a favor, which is the way into the Old Covenant. And someone might say, why did Jesus pray erateo, or request of the Father? The reason was because He was living and operating in the New in the Old Testament era. The New Testament hadn't come into being. Jesus would not pray aiteo because the Old Testament was in force. He prayed in line with Old Testament principles, erateo. But He taught the change from it. Remember when John asked Jesus to teach him to pray, and He taught them to pray the New Testament way, not the way that John had prayed. And this is what we need to learn to do. We've got to pray the New Testament way. He taught them to pray aiteo, not erateo. There are some scriptures, John 14:16, where, and also in John 17:9, verse 15, and verse 20, where Jesus was praying the Father, and it uses the word pray there in four different cases, and it used erateo, and that shows the fact that He was operating under the Old Covenant, making a request as a favor. And of course, He was in right standing with the Father, and He always requested in line with the Word, and the Father, of course, honored that. But the New Testament now, because all the promises of God are ours, we make a legal demand of what is due us. Now, we're going to talk about another area that's very important today, and that is a second aspect that goes along with making this legal demand. That is the prayer of faith. And this involves understanding an important Greek word, lambano. There are two major words that are translated receive in the New Testament. One of the words is dekamai. Dekamai is a passive reception. It is a ready reception of what is offered to you, a passive reception. The other word is lambano. Lambano is an active reception, and it means a self-prompted taking hold of. And so they're totally opposite. If we have a word using dekamai, it would be a ready reception of what's offered, a passive reception. We don't do anything to get it. We just receive what comes to us. While if we are involved in lambano, then we're going to be doing something to take hold of it, a self-prompted taking hold of. And this is important. And you'll find that the prayer of faith and all the major prayer scriptures are using this word lambano, and it is showing that we are making a prayer of faith, taking hold of it with our prayer. And this is important because many Christians are out there just wondering when God's going to bring something. They're just kind of waiting for something to come to them. See, this dekamai would be like if someone kicks off and the guy's back there to receive the ball that's coming to them. They would just wait for it. They did nothing to cause that ball to come to them. They just wait passively to receive what comes to them. That's the way a lot of Christians have had an attitude about receiving from God in prayer. But that's contrary to the Word. The word used is lambano, which is a self-prompted taking hold of it. How do you do that? With the words of your mouth, by praying and believing that you take hold of it. Let's look at some of these scriptures. And some of these scriptures are ones we've already looked at. John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. And in that day you shall ask or request of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask or legally demand the Father in my name, He will give it you. Hitherto, or up to this time, have you asked or legally demanded nothing in my name. Ask or make your legal demand, and you shall receive. The word receive is lambano. This is important. It doesn't say you'll get it. It says you will receive or take hold of it, that your joy may be full. This brings us to another important aspect of accurate New Testament prayer. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a legal demand by returning the Word of God, and then we take hold of the promise of God. It didn't say ask or make a legal demand and then you receive, like it'll just come to you. That's the way most people have thought of receive. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready for it to come to me. But it's the word lambano, and you shall take hold of it, that your joy may be full. You've got to learn to pray an accurate prayer of faith and take hold of the promises of God with your faith in order to see them be manifested. Here's another scripture, Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever you ask or legally demand in prayer, believing, you shall lambano. That's the word receive there. You shall receive, lambano, take hold of it. See, most Christians have looked at this scripture and said, well, I ask in prayer, I'm believing, therefore I'm going to get it. I ask in prayer, believing, it says you shall receive, so I'm just waiting for it to come to me. But that's not what the word is saying when you look up the words in the Greek. It says, whatsoever you shall ask or legally demand in prayer, believing, you shall take hold of it. You see, when you make a legal demand and you believe, then you are to take hold of it through the prayer of faith. You're taking hold of it with your faith. Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire or legally demand when you pray, believe that you receive, lambano them. Believe that you take hold of it, and you shall have them. This is the way you pray if you're going to pray accurately in the New Testament. See, these promises are already ours. They're already reserved in heaven for us. They belong to us. We are to take hold of the promises of God. Luke 11:10. Everyone that asketh or makes a legal demand receiveth. Meaning, and that's the same word, lambano. He takes hold of it. When you make a legal demand, you're to take hold of it. And that's what that's teaching there in Luke 11:10. 1 John 3:22. Whatsoever we ask, we lambano of him. Whatever we legally demand, we receive, lambano, take hold of him. See, again, you see this aiteo, legal demand, and lambano for receive in all these major prayer scriptures. Hebrews 4:16, the word lambano is translated obtain. It says, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain or take hold, lambano, mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. God wants you to learn that you're going to pray an accurate New Testament prayer. How are we going to pray? We're going to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We're going to make a legal demand by returning the Word of God. And we're going to, because we believe, we're going to take hold of the promise of God. We believe that we receive, or believe we take hold of the promise of God. That is a release of our faith to take hold of the promises that belong to us. And this is the way that you're going to pray accurate New Testament prayer. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.